You know, I'm a little cocky sometimes, so I might kick it to him, but, you know, he might, you know, prove me otherwise. But I'll kick to him. Yeah.
Would you be able to make an open field tackle on a guy like that, personally?
It's tough, but, you know, I'll get out there and compete with him.
I never got a chance to talk to you after the Tennessee game. That pump fake in the open field, was that a designed throw, or did you just make that up on the run?
Oh, no, it was a little Pop Warner backyard football there. You know, sometimes it could be a reverse pass. So if you see them out there and they're pursuing you, you can give them a pump fake and they'll jump and they'll stop their feet and you can run right by them.
Jay talked after the game about how a couple of your big plays, you kind of just made it up as you went along. You improvised it a little bit. I mean, how special is it to have that connection with your quarterback where he can just look at you and you know what he's thinking?
That's when you know you have something special. Like there was a point in a Detroit game where, you know, we tried some things and it didn't turn out good for us because we wasn't on the same page. And it seemed like everything was working in our favor against Tennessee. There's a few plays out there, third downs, where Jay made a play, I made a play, just improvising, and that's what it takes. I'm pretty sure, you know, Peyton and Marvin and Carson and Chad and all those guys, everything don't work as scripted. So sometimes you have to make plays outside of the game plan, and that's what we did. And that's just a sign of us maturing and gelling together.
Was this the first week that's kind of clicked that well, or is this earlier in the season that started clicking?
I remember week one and two, I was telling you guys, you know, there's going to be an explosion within our offense, but, you know, it took, 11 weeks for it to finally happen, but, you know, now we can get this thing on a roll and hopefully get this thing turned around.
Let's talk more about you and Jay being on that same page where you just kind of know what he's thinking. I mean, when did that kind of come? When did that start really happen?
Well, hey, this game. I mean, we made a bunch of big plays, and you know, just made some plays happen when things broke down.
Just speaking of how much you guys have worked, I mean, together in the off season and all those practices, kind of paying off with that.
I just think it's just the experience and us maturing. You know, knowing that every play is not going to be perfect, and you know, we just got to make something happen.
I know you said last week you weren't quite satisfied. Are you more satisfied now with how your season's gone that he's got the big play touchdown?
That's just one play. I went four or five big plays like that a game. So hopefully this week I get another, that's a good thing about football, I get another opportunity, another chance to get out there and prove myself and, you know, become the player that I want to become.
Kind of sign of things to come maybe for the last 6 weeks, last week?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, every week you want to get better and you want to grow from the game and the practices before. So, you know, just another opportunity to go out there and prove myself and ourselves against Chicago.
What kind of encouraging signs are you seeing week to week now as you guys make adjustments? You seem to have role players coming in who do what they need to do, take some of the pressure off you at times. I mean, everybody's getting a chance.
Well, we still have a long way to go. You know, we're not content where we're at by any means, but, you know, just have an opportunity to play Monday Night Football and get it done, you know, in our backyard and just trying to get this thing turned around. So we're not content. We know we got another week here and we're going to take it 1 week at a time.
Kind of precarious at the top of the AFC West right now. It's a little not secure with
Chargers. Oh, no, but the good thing is that we control our own destiny. You know, we don't have to worry about someone winning and someone losing. You know, all we got to do is handle ourselves and do our job and we'll be all right.
How much confidence you guys have that you're going to finish this thing out and win the division?
Well, that's one thing about football. I know as far as me playing wide receiver, I walk around with a swagger that, you know, I got to be confident. You know, when you're out there and you have a little doubt creeping in, you might, you know, play a little sluggish or you might not be 100%. So I will hope as our team, you know, you got to stay humble, but at the same time, you got to have a confidence. And I think we definitely have that. We definitely have a swagger about ourselves right now. We just got to keep it going. Two games is a winning streak, but it's not the winning streak that we want.
Chicago this week, obviously they haven't been the same defense as they were last year, but do you see that they could creep up any week?
They still have the same guys, same personnel, so they're a scary team. It's still the same team that went to the Super Bowl. And I just see them the same as San Diego. You know, they're dangerous. You know, you got to – prepare, you know, like it's a playoff game, you know. So we're definitely game planning those guys.
Brandon, is there a mystique about playing the Bears in Chicago? Mike Shanahan grew up there. This is a big game for him. They've got the legend. They got the history.
Not for me. It's just another football game. You know, I respect the game and I respect the history of it, but, you know, it's my second year in the NFL, so I'm just taking it all in as it come in. So, for me, I love, you know, traveling and going around the country, playing in different stadiums, and Soldier Field, man, what an opportunity to go out there and play. But it's still another game, and we're going to prepare the same, and we're going to just attack it the way we've been for the past 10, 11 weeks.